I'm from Portland, Oregon now, but I come from Kentucky. This is a tune about how great Kentucky is. Doesn't really get better than bourbon and bluegrass.
Thank you.
So, somehow I write a lot of songs about booze. And in particular, bourbon. Hell yeah! I believe this is the home of moonshine, which I really appreciate that. And in Portland, Oregon, where I live, there is this legendary, this woman who, during Prohibition, she managed to smuggle more booze, more opium, more anything you needed into the speakeasies of Portland that she ran. And she never got busted by the cops. And in fact, I think she was probably the wealthiest woman in Portland during Prohibition, known only as Prohibition Rose. Awesome. So we have moonshine in the house. I'm glad we've established that.
Yeah, careful what you ask for. This might come true.
And nothing quite like the corn liquor. So, does anybody know whose birthday it is tomorrow besides maybe yours? It's yours? It's also Bob Dylan's. So this tune goes out to you. Happy early birthday. And I think if I ever broke up with a seafaring gentleman, I'd want him to send me the same thing. Thank you so very much. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
so this is a tune that I wrote for a good friend of mine. He writes a music blog called Cow Island Music. He lives up in the middle of Massachusetts. And you know that one, huh, Johnny Paisano? And he hadn't written his blog for quite some time. I always discover, you know, like the Northeast honky-tonk bands. And so finally, after a couple months, he posts his blog and it comes through on email. And in the subject line, it says, "There's a new angel in heaven." And I thought, wow, that sounds like it's probably a good song, if that's what the song is. I opened it up and he told a really sad story about how his wife had just passed away in a tragic motorcycle accident. And within 3 minutes, I had this song written for him based on his blog. And it's called, "There's a New Angel in Heaven." There's a new angel in heaven. Heaven plays shrouded in white. Their vice has taken my only true love. Before she was my delight. In the evening I hear the song of love. so very much. So, before I got very good at geography, which I'm still not, I wrote this song. Thank you. I appreciate that. We're not in West Virginia? What?
Wherever you go, there you are. You know what they say?
As far as I'm concerned, it's all one place. I mean, within reason. Political demarcation. You know, look, it's the Appalachian Mountains. What are you going to do? Anyway, I wrote this song in anger, and I thought, if I were God, which clearly I'm not, but if I were, and I was this angry, I think I might have done something like made a new ocean or started a volcano or something. So that's what I did. I wrote this song, and I thought, I'm going to call it the Seventh Sea, because there's a six major bodies of water on the globe. Come to find out, I think there's five. I still don't really know. Anyway, I hope you like the song. It's called The Seventh Sea. Thank you so much. So this is my band, the Porch Climbers. All the way from everywhere. You want to hear a story about the Porch Climbers? Alright, good, because I was going to tell you anyway. So once upon a time, there was this gal named Ashton Flynn, that's me, and she needed a band name. She was watching this, her favorite show, I Love Lucy, reruns at like midnight. And Lucy was dressed up like a hillbilly in a gingham dress, and she had blacked out one of her teeth. And she was like doing the can-can clog thing. And the band behind her was smoking. And I thought, okay, whatever the name of that band is going to be the name of my band. So I look it up online, because of course you can find out everything online anymore. And their name was The Back Porch Majority. And I thought, cool, so I'm going to use that name, because I bet everybody in that band is dead. I mean, no offense or anything. But come on, it was like, yeah, I was like 1970. And so I go by that. I get invited to play High Sierra, Ashley Flynn and the Back Porch Majority. Woohoo! All right, I got a band name. It's kind of cool. And all of a sudden, a couple months ago, I get a cease and desist email. Turns out the dude who owns Back Porch Majority is not dead, in fact. He had CC'd his attorney, his manager, and I was like, holy smokes, I'm really sorry about that. The only reason I named my band the Back Porch Majority is because that band that was backing up Lucy when she was a hillbilly with a blacked out tooth was smoking. And that was your band? Well, by golly, thank you so much for the inspiration, and I will change my band name immediately. I'll take it off any marquee. I get a one-liner back after, like, he had sent me probably a page-long email, and I was like, oh, I really messed this one up. And so as soon as I was like, I'm so sorry, praised him, I get a little note back, and he's like, oh, no problem, kid. And you know, I got a really good history of naming bands. And I was like, cool, throw some at me. And he's like, well, John Denver? He named John Denver. I was like, okay, whatever name you tell me to name my band, I will name my band. Hence, the Porch Climbers.
We're John Denver.
He's actually my dad. This is a tune for all you superstitious. Could have been written in a town like this. It's called Knock on Wood. I found better knock on wood that it don't come until.
Knock on wood that it don't come. Knock on wood.
Shockett from Boulder, Colorado, and Catherine and Greg are some real good pickers, you know, and I'm just kind of a songwriter chick, and so we're going to give them a stage for a minute, because they're going to play you some real good old-time cluster plucking, so enjoy.
We can have Rashley Flynn, too.
Couple tunes now, and the first tune is actually originated in Ireland, and the second tune originated over here. So feel free to dance. Thank you. gal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we're gonna play the title cut to my most recent record, which is called A Million Stars. And it's a story, this particular song, about these young girls, Oklahoma Territory, 1850. All they wanted to do was ride horses and shoot guns. They didn't want to kill anybody. They just, you know, they thought that was pretty fancy. They tried to get into all the outlaw gangs, not knowing that, you know, they were as violent as they were. But they did like the part about stealing whiskey and then reselling it for a profit. So that's what they did. They tried to get into the Jesse James gang, you name it. So finally they found the Doolin Daltons, and Doolin Dalton said, "You can't be in our gang, you're girls. There's a liability. You don't know how to ride a horse, you can't shoot a gun." They tried to show them, they weren't having anything to do with it, so they said, "Screw it, we're gonna get into one of these gangs, come hell or high water." So they figured out what they needed to do is try and pass as men. So they taped down their boobs, painted on some facial hair, and by golly, they became some of the richest whiskey thieving barons of the Oklahoma Territory in 1850. This is a true story, by the way. Their names were Catalani and Little Britches. Goes a little something like this. A million stars. Sky. Everybody. They're little matchbooks that have, you know, my record label. It's called Home Firm Records. My sister named it for me because when I was 8, I kind of had this thing where I liked to cut my hair. And sometimes it worked out, sometimes it didn't. But I went across my bangs like this, and then I put the rest of my hair in braids when it was wet and slept on it, and I had hoped that I'd wake up in the morning looking like Shirley Temple. Well, didn't quite work out. But that was my home firm. And so in this little box are matchbooks. I'm going to hand them down to you. Will you take one and pass them around? They're not for lighting cigarettes. They're not for lighting Delfest on fire either. You know, light a candle, curse the darkness.
Don't leave me alone, song two.
I'll have some more, because that's not very fair. And I'm going to play you a song. I see the Todd Snyder gypsy flag over there on someone's bus. And I've been lucky enough to go around with him a little bit these past couple years. And boy, what an education that's been. But this is my favorite Todd Snyder song. T.S. Baby Freaks, woo! This one goes out to you. It's called Play a Train Song. He wrote it for one of his tour managers who ended up, I think he needed dialysis like every day. But that didn't stop him from drinking and smoking. And in fact, he'd make his way down to the bar in East Nashville with his like tank of oxygen and his bag of whatever. He had his little place at the corner of the bar, and he'd scream at whoever, or not scream, but gently request to any band who was playing, "Hey, play a train song." Smoking long black Cadillac, the engine's winding down. Park it up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I hear him talking through some chick that goes to smoke. In the thicker haze of stutter and comforted coke, he said, "Girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, babe, if he don't treat you well. And I hate him and me." So I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he'd yell up at the fan, "Play a train song. Pour me one more round. Make him leave my boots on the day they lay me down. I am a runaway locomotive out of my one track mind." Television flares the lights, walked around his place, saw him there on the sofa, a little smile upon his face. And though I tried through all of my sadness, I can never weep for a man who looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep. Play a train song, pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on the day they lay me down. I am a runaway locomotive, have no one track mind. Black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro Reds, stash here in my pocket, and these thoughts in my own head. The right to run until I gotta walk, till I gotta crawl. Got this moment that like to welcome my band, the Porch Climbers, back out. We're going to play a couple more. We're very stoked to be here. Thank you so much. Hell yeah! So my family's here. I got my mom, my sister, my niece, and my godparents. And thanks for coming, everybody. I love y'all a lot. And this song here is a song I wrote early in my aspiring to be a songwriter career. And I played it at a gig once, and my mom was there, and I said, this song here is about going down to the river, the Potomac, the Ohio, the Susquehanna, whichever river, making out with a boy and then, damn it, getting knocked up. After the gig, she comes up to me. Did you write that about me? Pleasure. We're around tomorrow, and if you have your little Dell Fest programs, I put a little coupon in there for y'all. Come on.
$5 off is a beer.
Exactly. Free beer!
So, equals free beer.
Yeah. Yeah, you just bring your little coupon over to the merch book. Deep, deep discount. $5 for a Flynn CD. I mean, $5 off. Alright, can I, do we have some Hee-Haw Generation here? Every Saturday night at 6, my parents' room. It's all about Hee-Haw. And now, looking back, I think, man, they got away with a lot. After I've had a couple of diversity, equity, and inclusion classes. Anyway, one of my favorite songwriters was on that show, Mr. Buck Owens. This is a Buck Owens tune. We'll leave you with this. Thank you so much, Del Fest, Ashley Flynn, and the Porch Climbers.
Came to like a dream in this endless flight.
Excited to be here at Del Fest. We've been hearing about it for always, and it's an honor to be here. We've got a new record that just came out a couple weeks ago, so we're gonna play a bunch of new songs and some old ones too, and this is an old one. Thank you.
The opposite of a normal show. We're used to having bright lights on us and not being able to see anyone, but you guys have the spotlight right now. And you look good.
I feel like I'm still dreaming right now. We don't usually even wake up this early. But I guess while we're in this dreamlike state, we'll do a little song about drinking too much and falling in love with a stranger.
When I
Written by a good friend of ours back in Raleigh, North Carolina, a guy named Joe Newberry. He's a great songwriter, great banjo player, and he wrote a great tune here. It's called Missouri Borderland.
Please hide the rope stains around my neck. My mother sees me dead.
too early for a heartbreak number. Good, because that's all we got for the rest of the set.
Well, we're going to get Emily to sing this next one here. It's called There Was a Time. Like Emma said, we got a brand new record out, and we're gonna do one of those songs for you here. This one's called That Wrecking Ball. Thank you. free. She's swinging my way, that wrecking ball. Now with all my ducks in a row, with one pull I could let them go. Not to lose, just to show I'd catch them all. And every man bears a burden, his own beast by the horns. He hides from the world when he's young and strong. Half tethered and torn, still standing tall. And every year rolls on like a runaway train. Every beast grows stronger as the pendulum swings to and fro. And on she goes, that wrecking ball. Many of them, but we'll do one of our love songs for you. It's called Haste Mate.
As a rule, I'd never play with my hair up, but I can't see you guys, so sometimes just gotta give it up.
I let my hair down for this occasion.
Thank you.
man. Y'all look great. Thank you for coming to our set here. We're gonna do another brand new song here. This one's called Little World.
In Virginia this morning and had to get up at about 6:30 to get here on time, and we're worried about being able to sing in the morning, so we just turned on the Del McCurry band, and I think it's like about the same range as my voice that they can sing so high, and we were just belting, singing along in the car to get warmed up. It's always amazing. We're gonna do a song that was inspired by our home state in North Carolina, and it's called Hey Adam.
Hey Adam, our secret safe, that I hope the world will learn. Go tend to Eve in the garden. Cry, pay attention to these words.
So I noticed here at Jailfest, you know, usually when we're playing in dark clubs at night, people cheer for Andrew's mandolin solos. But I think the bar is maybe just so high here that, I don't know. But here's your chance.
I think I'm going to view this as a complete failure if I don't successfully steal Ronnie McCurry's hands before I get out of here.
We got to play Mountain Stage in West Virginia with the Del McCurry Band. And needless to say, we were very nervous and awkward. But we got to do the finale song with Del McCurry Band and everybody else that played the show, and we did this song that we're going to play for you now because it's one of our favorite sort of standard bluegrass songs to play.
Small room, your love on my mind.
one that I wrote when I was half asleep one night. It's called Wake Me. Too early to drink whiskey for some. It's definitely not too early to sing about it. It's called Waltz About Whiskey. Pseudo gospel number for you here.
So we just rolled into Delfest and we're really excited that we get to kind of finish our set this morning and then we get to hang out for the rest of the night and do what the rest of you guys get to do. We've got some CDs and some t-shirts and stuff over in the merch tent. We're going to be over there at 1:15 to talk to you and maybe sign your CDs or your bodies or whatever. But we also are going to have a few CDs down here after the show and some vinyl records. They told us we would not be breaking any rules if we did that. So you can also find us down here afterward. Thank you.
shot off. Sight and see where the eyes are big and the odds are lean. Pockets all are empty, chances all gone. There's a free bet, yeah, on a house of stone.
For listening, we've got a few more songs. Thanks for welcoming us so wonderfully to Del Fest.
Oh,
big thanks to everybody here at the festival for making our entrance very smooth and easy and pleasant.
Thank you.
saw the future, boys, and I was her ticket. The American dream, it suited us just fine. I'm laying down these in my time of dying.
So this is Andrew Marlin, and he writes all the songs that we do. And every now and then he writes one and lets me sing it. This is a sort of a gospel song, sort of a love song fused together. And it's one called Until the Last Light Fades.
Close enough.
much. We got one more song. We're Mandolin Orange. We're playing tomorrow at the Music Hall, and we'll be at the merch tent at 1:15. Thanks for coming to our early set. And
Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers.
Thank you. Thank you.
until I'm gone again. Our first Hellfest, and we had so much fun. was just thinking to myself as I was singing that song that it's a really good thing we're not like taking a band photo after this, because the three of us would be really sunburnt, and then the three of you would be really normal looking.
You guys are chilling in the
shade.
That
would just be weird.
I'm
Well, I mentioned yesterday that we put out a new record just last month, and we're doing a bunch of tracks off that. This one here is called Only Always.
Thank you. Curry back there on the drums. Thank you. there. We'd like to invite two very splendid brothers from home, Mr. Ben and Alex Morris from the Brothers Comatose. Would you please join us on stage? Hey, fellas. Don't leave me hanging there. Did you guys catch their set earlier? How fabulous was that? We like coming all the way to Maryland to hang out with our friends. It's so much fun. Let's do it so it's not so expensive next time. Just come over. Okay, let's get key. This next tune I wrote in my backyard with the accompaniment of someone I care so much about, which is my cat Hadouk.
Simpler times are spent here, less to care for or about. Simpler times.
Run away on the track for another day.
Song that Tim wrote. It's on our new record. It's called Heavy Heya. I hope you think it's pretty too.
to your loved ones. You got to always be a good soul. They may need one when their compass turns out of control. To the wild ones, you say I'm happy you're looking for more.
Thank you. I'd like to just take a quick second and introduce the rest of the band. This is Steve Adams on bass and vocals. I think that's everyone. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. We know there are other things happening at this time.
Certainly.
And I can't even tell you how dedicated and how close to you I feel for being here with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to leave you with this one last song, and I think it will apply to all of us, unfortunately, but we go through these things together, right? Music brings us together, it makes us feel like we're not so crazy, right? That's what it does for me anyway. Thank you so much, you guys. We have a new record out. I don't know, maybe we'll head to the merch table too. We're not officially there, but we'll mosey on over there too. All right, you guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend.